Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about obedience, asking ourselves, what will I do? Taking a look at the things that I discuss with others, the things that I discuss in my own mind, the things that I decide, and then, well, am I following up on actually doing the things that I ought to do? And so each weekday morning, we've been taking a look at a different aspect of the obedience that God says we ought to live with. It all centers around our obedience to Him, our obedience to His Word. But it kind of circles out away from that, because our obedience to Him is reflected in how we obey those that will have authority. And that's where we're going to kind of land today, is talking and praying about obedience to our leaders. And in context of the verse we're going to look at, he's talking specifically about leaders within the church. It can be similar, I believe, application to leaders in other settings. But Hebrews 13, verse 17, says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you." Now, as we've talked about in other aspects of obedience, and specifically in leadership type settings, there is limits. There are instances we read in Scripture where the apostles, Peter and John, said, well, we must obey God rather than men. The leaders were telling them, don't be speaking about Jesus anymore. And so it's important to point out that this isn't a blind obedience that leads us down a wrong path. But when God tells us through His Word that we ought to pray for our leaders, whether they're spiritual leaders or political leaders, governmental leaders, the purpose is so that we can live quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness, because God wants everyone to be saved. And there are times where we resist, not because the direction of the leadership is wrong, we just don't like it. There's times that we resist, not because the direction is wrong, and it's, we don't want to be told what to do. And we live with that pride of self that kind of bristles at the word submission. And we try to explain it away. We read Scripture and God talks to us about submitting to one another, about wives submitting to husbands, about husbands submitting to God and to one another. And we begin to explain it away with what we've heard. We don't tend to use Scripture because we can't. But we drag up all of these excuses. And we can't really pinpoint how we justify these excuses other than, well, they've been said often enough that they have to be true. And we miss the context of God's word that says we ought to obey because it would be not be advantageous to us if we disobey. Now, there is a warning in here just to make it clear for leaders. The warning is that you must give an account. It's not that you fill out a staff report or a leadership report every week and mail it to God or to anyone else necessarily. But God is holding you accountable for the way you lead. For those who lead within the church, God holds us accountable. For those who lead within workplaces, God holds you accountable. For those who lead within government positions, God holds you accountable. And that's kind of the balance to the command to obey. Are things that it becomes the person in authority's responsibility rather than ours. One of the reasons that Scripture says that not many of us ought to become teachers because we face a greater judgment or greater scrutiny might be a better word. When we have influence, God cares a great deal about how we use it. And so when we think about obedience to leaders, we often bristle at it because we don't want to submit, but we often fail to realize that whatever level of leadership that we have comes with a responsibility to use it not only wisely, not only well, but to use it in a godly way. Because leaders have leaders over them. And sometimes those leaders over the leaders are people, but ultimately the leader over every leader is God. And so we learn to pay attention. And we learn the things that are not of God. And we tend to want to resist, not on things that go against Scripture, as the apostles did and would state we must obey God rather than men. We tend to want to resist on the things that go against us. And when we work together, we discover a greater unity, a greater harmony, a greater representation of Jesus. When we have those conversations about this leadership decision made me uncomfortable because of whatever, and we hear the explanation, this is why the decision was made. And it was for the benefit of the body as a whole. And it gives us perspective. But when communication breaks down in any relationship, suspicions begin to grow. And doubts. And fear. And isolation. And all of the things that, destroy that relationship. But when we begin to communicate, we begin with communication with God through prayer and reading His Word, and we extend that to one another, then all of a sudden, we find comfort. We find encouragement. We find hope through our obedience to leaders. And the leaders find joy in doing what God has called them to do. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've given us individuals that you've called into positions of leadership. And you have raised the expectation that we would be obedient to them even as they are obedient to you. And Father, I thank you for the leadership that you've put in place here where I serve at Deer Run, who seek daily to listen to you, to lead not with dominant authority, but with compassion, with understanding, with care. But most importantly, to lead with obedience to you. And I thank you for individuals who learn the art of submission, because we've learned to submit to you, and it helps us to submit to one another. Father, give us wisdom in what ought to be those rare times of disobedience because we're asked to do something that's against your word. But Father, that we would grow in our obedience when we're reluctant because we just don't want to. Father, may we understand the responsibility that comes with leadership, as well as the responsibility that comes with following. And may our submission to you help us to understand your love and your caring and the joy in submission, even when we don't understand all of the answers, all of the why that we think we need to know. Father, for those in leadership positions of any kind, I pray that their work would be a joy. That they're not caused undue trouble by those who they lead. And Father, for every one of us, may we work together in a way that represents Jesus, but not just represents Him adequately, but in a way that lifts Him up, that elevates Him, that makes Him known fully and clearly. Father, it's my prayer that as we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.